What's going on, ladies and gentlemen?
Love Talk Radio.
What's going on, ladies and gentlemen? This is Gunna Picks. I apologize for the delay. I got a little confused. There's so many grudging talk shows going on. I was trying to log into the wrong grudging talk show to be the host for the wrong show. So with that being said, I do apologize, but we're on tonight. We're here at the Tricky Ricky Grudging Show Thursday night, 8 o'clock. And let's go ahead and open up a few mics. 202-7381. Is this Tricky Ricky? 202-7381.
Hey, what's up, Tricky Ricky?
All right, what's going on? This is Gunna Picks right here, right now. Who do we have on the line right
now? It's Big George.
Big George. What's happening, Big George? What's going on?
I ain't been on in a while, so let me get on and represent for us. See what's going on. How you been doing? How's your ready for the holiday?
Man, I'm ready for it to be over, George. I'm going to tell you, man, these kids are driving me crazy. They're young. You know what I mean? They want to play. They want to show me all their toys. And, man, I'm ready for this mess to be over with. Sooner the better.
Oh, you know, that's all right.
But, hey, George, I want to ask you, did you get a chance to make it down to Florida?
No, I didn't know, man, but I kept details on it. I heard Short Dog get lost and Baldy lost, so I had talked to a couple of buddies. I didn't went down there, you know, me and Lars from the same place, so I kept in touch with them. I didn't make it down there, though.
Okay, I did see the Four Horsemen down there.
Yeah, this is Ken Beeson lost, too. So say he shook the tires or something.
Yeah, it wasn't. I got a lot of footage going on. I tell you what, for a lot of guys that want to see some of the footage, you can go directly to gunitpix.com, G-U-N-N-I-T-P-I-X, gunitpix.com. And there's a lot of videos up already. And you can also go over to the Grudge Inc. side and also see some of the videos that I've posted under the Gunitpix tab or either under the General Board tab.
Okay.
Tell you, Big George, hang on for a second. Let me leave your mic open, and let me go to the next caller real quick.
Okay, good. Okay.
All right, 248-0347. Your mic is open.
What's happening, Gunnett?
All right, Kevin, what's going on?
Oh, man, call me to support you, brother. Support you.
All right,
I got some boys from Cincinnati said they called me in tonight.
Cincinnati?
Yeah, Ohio.
Man, what they going to do? I didn't know they grudge raced up in Ohio.
No, they working on it. You know, they getting familiar with us. You know, they got some nice cars on there, but they getting used to us.
Okay, they are getting used to us. Okay, I see we got a Chi-Town in the house. We got Detroit in the house. 313-6868. I don't know who you are, but I know that's a Detroit number. And you know, from there, you know, we don't have a lot of callers on the show tonight. Once again, for the listeners listening tonight, I want to apologize. I was trying to log into the wrong Grudge Inc. show and wondering what was going on. And it was my fault. But if anybody would like to chop it up and ask questions and talk about what happened this past weekend at Baldy's big payback down in Bradenton, Florida, press your one button. Let's go ahead and get it in. Big George, can I ask you a question?
Yeah, go ahead, Big Bro.
All right, are you familiar with Bad Brad?
Uh-oh.
His name is Brad Brand. He just captured a title in the NHRA?
No, I'm not familiar with him.
Okay, all right. Well, he's a tuner, and he dropped a lot of wisdom. You know, he was keeping it real, real on the video camera for me. I did an interview for him down in Florida, and he was telling me about how the grudge racers are not loyal to their tuners and how they expect, you know, the grudge racers or the car owners expect to go to a top-notch tuner. You know what I mean? Get all the secrets, and then they take all the, you know, then they take the car to another tuner the very next week or 2 weeks later and expose all the secrets. Do you feel there's any truth to that?
Do I feel what?
I said, do you feel like he has any valid statements?
I can't reply on that one right now. I mean, you know, maybe he have a different outcome or maybe he sees something we don't see.
Okay, all right. Well, you know, he called a few names in particular. He did call a few names in particular. And, you know, once again, we were talking about how you have to give a tuner a chance to get your car worked out. You know what I mean? You use tuner A 1 week, and then the next week you use tuna B, and then the third week you use tuna C, and then you come back to tuna A, and whatever tuna B and C did, you blame it on tuna A, and, you know, expect him to perform magic and whatnot, and he was stating that, you know, that's not right, that's not the way a good tuner or a good client operates. Kevin, how do you feel about that?
I would have to agree. That. I've seen guys do that, and they're stupid.
Okay. Kevin, did you get a chance to see the interview with Bad Brad?
No, I didn't. No, sir, I didn't, but I will take care of it as soon as I get off the show, or I'm going to try and do it while I'm on the show.
Are you familiar with Bad Brad?
No, sir.
You're not familiar with Brad Brand?
No, where is he out of?
Man, he's originally, he's here from out of Georgia.
Okay.
You know what I mean? He's here from out of Georgia. He's a class racer. He does class racing and he does grudge racing. And he just captured a championship back in April, I believe, if I'm not mistaken. I could be wrong, but I believe he captured it in April.
Okay.
It was either April or September of 2012. I'm mainly on the grudge side myself, too, but it was noted of his accomplishments. You know, he was just talking about the loyalty, but moving right along, Kevin and Big George, have any of you guys heard about what's going on with the white boys, how the white boys are drawing on anything that was moving down in our breeding?
Yes, we heard. I heard that last night on the show.
You heard that last
night? They got a new pro mod car.
Yeah, they do have a pro mod car. That's right. Did you hear them come on a pro mod? Did you hear them come on the show talking about their pro mod?
Yeah, they said that a pro mod been not move. A grudge pro mod been not move towards them.
All right. Also, Big George, you like that?
Yeah, I like that. I mean, that's real something. You know, they use a different term. You know what I'm saying? It can be interpreted two different ways. You can move on the line, or you can move straight forward to them. That's kind of catching right there. I like that one right there.
Well, I'm going to tell you, man, Phil from the White Boys, I mean, they were going ham. You know, they went down there and they raked everything moving stock suspension 28. They, you know, every elimination, every qualifying round, they, you know, they kicked ass and took names. You know what I mean? They were on bullshit. You know what I mean? They told Tony Wright to hell with him. You know what I mean? As a matter of fact, you know, he said if Tony Wright even acts like he wants to do something, the only thing that he got to think about is where he's going to spend that extra money out on Christmas. You know what I mean? It was real.
Everybody get their chance to shine. So, I mean, it'll be another time for him. I mean, only right now, I tell him I have him. He's a well recognized grudge racer. So I mean, you know, he has to go back to school. I mean, he has to go back to his drawing board. They can be beat. So I mean, that's not enough. They can be beat.
Right, they can be beat, but if you knock a man off at once, right? I mean, he even gave some of the history about how he bought the car back out like 3 years ago. You know what I mean? He said
uh-huh.
He, you know, raced the car 10 years on the street. You know what I mean? Parked through the car in the backyard. He said trees were growing up through the hood. Lifted the hood up. You know what I mean? He was bored, cut the trees out of the engine compartment, left the same tires on there after he sat down, went out street racing, and he got beat by inches.
Yeah.
Hurry up. I mean, you know, once again, he gave a hell of an interview.
Yeah,
so,
well, I mean, that's some real good talk there.
You know,
I like that. I really like that. Trees growing
but,
out, same time.
Trees was
know,
growing out through the hood. He left the same cars on the way street racing.
Yeah, so what he's saying is the car grew trees that are come back out again, huh?
That's right.
That's kind of funny. I went and looked at a car, matter of fact, about a month ago, I went and looked at a cowboy's car, and he had it on the trailer in his yard. He got dump trucks in his yard. And I swear, it's grass growing up through the fender wells and the floor, the sheet metal floor. Grass growing right, and it's not on the ground, it's on the trailer. Tires, flat and everything. So what you're saying, I mean, it can't be impossible.
Yeah.
It's just kind of catching it, yeah.
It's catchy, all right. But I'll tell you what, you know, let me say this right here. I got video. I got 1, 2, 3, 4 videos and counting of the white boys just nutting up. DJ Grant paid the punk out money. Man, it was just ugly, man. I mean, you know, the white boys went from most wanted to now most feared. You know what I mean? I mean, you know, I just – Now, you talk about the white boys, man. You see jokers shitting down their leg and whatnot. I mean, literally, you see jokers start walking away. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
You know. You know how it is at the track, George and Kevin.
Yeah.
You know,
a
joker's the first one to say fuck somebody. But now, now you hear the white boys is on the premises now. Motherfuckers want to run over there and shake their hands and whatnot. You know, slap them on the back, right. Pat them on the back, and tell them how such good guys they are. You know,
right?
I'm like,
well,
what's going on?
Yeah, we got a couple of them. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, Gunner.
Yes, sir.
They do all their own work, don't they? I mean, they build all their own motors and everything, don't they?
Well, they build the motors. Well, you know, I really can't say. You know, a lot of that is a trade secret. I really don't know what Phil does for the car. I don't think he builds his own motors. I don't think he does that. I know he's his own tuner. I do know that. You know what I mean?
They're doing a good job.
Yeah, they're doing a damn good job. You know what I mean? And, you know, I asked him, does he have enough knowledge to tune on a Pro Mod motor? Not just Pro Mod motor. He shook his head, yeah. As a matter of fact, ladies and gentlemen, let me let you listen to this real quick. It's going to be short. This is Phil Nutting Up.
So what is your prediction on that, Phil?
Ladies and gentlemen, with that, he was talking about Tony Wright. You know what I mean? And Tony Wright's called John Doe.
Is that the Nova?
That's his, I believe, no, that's not a Nova. That's a Cutlass or a Regal, if I'm not mistaken.
Okay.
And, you know, that was the G-Body. And, you know, I mean, Phil just doesn't give a shit. You do know that they're bringing out a Super Freak's father / granddaddy, January 2013. That was the car that they were building to get ready to run the Gangsta Bull with. You know what I mean? And you know, to really get, you know, the G-Body action and whatnot. So
mm-hmm.
That car will be out January 2013. I don't know, man. The white boys are on top right now. I wish we can get some of the Northeastern Grudge Racers on the line. I know I had a chance to meet Tippy Toe from about a North New Jersey. Tippy Toe was down scouting. I know he's being a vulture. He's flying around looking for the, you know, the little weak animal straggling in the back of the pack. You know what I mean? So, now, I don't know, man. I think 2013 will be real interesting.
So you saying basically you putting your money in the white boys this year to take it off? You know what I'm saying?
One more time, Kevin. You're coming through the phone.
I said you're putting your money on the white boys this year. They're going to be something you're working with.
I'm not going to put my money on them. You know, I'm going to say what I've always said. I don't put my money on anybody until I see two shakedowns on the same day. But I will agree with that the white boys will be a force to be reckoned with in 2013. Listen, I'm going to tell you like this, man. The white boys ain't playing, period.
No.
You know what I mean? They built, you know, they got the stock special car in 28s. Now they got the car in 29, and now they have a Pro Mod, and Phil already, we got somebody breathing heavily into the phone. Can you please back the phone up away from your nostrils slightly, please? Kevin, I know that's you. Kevin, don't make me cut up here tonight. But anyway,
I got my earpiece on, I'm going to kick you in your ass.
All right, well, just don't kick me too hard. But
okay.
Getting back to the white boys, they got the Pro Mod, they got the stock suspension car in 28, and they also have the chassis car running 29. You know what I mean? And that's the car they built out. That's the car they built to compete with the Gangsta Bull. And whether it's a chassis car or not, I don't know. I believe it's a stock suspension car. I'm sure it's a stock suspension car also. But I'll tell you what, let's run up to Detroit real quick and see what's on Detroit's mind. This is Tricky Ricky's Thursday Night Grudge Inc. show, and let's see what the Central North is doing as compared to the Northeast. 313-6868, your mic is open. Go ahead, please.
How you guys doing tonight, man? Melvin out of Detroit.
Hey, what's
going
on,
Melvin?
We got
what's
it, man. Just sitting there. Not much, man. Now, those white boys, man, though, they just only race guys on 28-inch tires or – I mean, you can, because they're so dominant and everything like that. So, you know, you pull up with a back half car or something like that, you can get action with them or what?
Well, I'll tell
you.
You got to
be strictly on 28.
I think with that card right there, you know, they want you to be on 28th. If you look like something good to eat, then I'm pretty sure they'll accommodate you. But I did hear Phil say today that the only thing they don't have right now is a back half, and they may be contemplating on building a back half to come in and crush the grudge game.
Okay.
So that came from out of Phil's mouth directly. But I tell you what, man. They do have a chassis car coming out, which would be running, which would be on 29. You know what I mean? But, you know, Melvin, we can go ahead and we can debate the age-old thing. You know, back half cars, they run big tires, much right. bigger tires than stock suspension cars and the small tire cars. I don't know. You know what I mean? I'd like to get Phil on the line so you can address that question directly to them. Would you mind?
That's fine. I just like to, you know, what they would like trying running and different things like that, you know what I'm saying? Because, you know, I'm getting ready to get geared up for this 2013 season. And, you know, all I hear is the white boys, the white boys, the white boys, you know. And they knocking them off like that. I like to be on their list of one of the ones that got knocked off because I would like to challenge them if something, you know, I got a few cars that's laying around here, you know. I may not come with the same size tire or whatever, but the way they knocking off people, I don't think a tire really makes too much difference to them. They just, you know, eating whatever get in front of them, you know?
I think that's something like the motor, but I'll tell you what, I don't want to speak for the white boys, so let me see if I can get either Dustin or Phil on the line directly. And, yes, they are knocking off everybody, and they said 2013 they will travel from state to state and go all over.
Right.
I guess you guys better get it in because once Phil
Where are they located? They out of Georgia?
They're from out of Georgia. That's correct.
What part of Georgia?
They're up around Atlanta. They're not too far from Atlanta.
Okay, they're up around Atlanta. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Up around Atlanta area. But you know, once again, I think everybody that would like to get some grudge action out of Phil, once you come in and you dominate the grudge game, the way Phil is dominating the grudge game, you know what I mean? I guess eventually you'll end up getting bored of it. And I with that pro mod coming out. Oh, let me say this too. You know, I want everybody to know that the white boys brought their pro mod down to Florida and hid it out in our friend's shop, waiting for somebody to get wrong so they can go ahead and put that pro mod on it. Yes, the car was in Florida. The car is not a joke. The car is real. I think I'm the only one outside of that camp that has seen that car. The car is real. He swore me to secrecy. They don't even want me to tell the color of it. So at this point right now, all I can do is tell everybody that the car is real.
Was it Mr. 5C down there with them in Florida?
Man, listen, I had a hell of an interview with Mr. 5-Speed. I had a bad tape in the camera, and I lost the interview from Mr. 5-Speed. But Mr. 5-Speed said, you know, basically that car is not theirs and that he can go in and pull a receipt out for everything that he has on his car, that grudge car is his, and he accused the white boys of hiring a pro mod because the 80-year-old racing season is down. He said that they went out and hired a hired gun, and it's not a grudge car. I went and laid the information to Phil. Phil said that is not true. This is a freshly built car, and all Edmund Hall has to do is lock in, and we'll go show him any type of receipts he wants to see. This pro mod car is not a class car. It has never ran anywhere class anything. It is a brand-new pro mod that they built from the ground up. And he urged Edmund Hall to go ahead and just lock it in. He said he don't give a fuck if he got a clutch. He said it's all fair game.
Yeah, well, that's what grudge race. That's what it's all about.
This is the only thing, though. I'm sorry. Go ahead, please.
I said, where's the next race at?
The next race is February 9th. That's Big Clark's race in Mississippi, Lena. As a matter of fact, there's a lot going on. If you guys give me a few minutes, I'll pull up some of the racing info. And I'll let you guys know, you know, some of the things that they got on the ticket. As a matter of fact, that commercial, the promo will be up tomorrow sometime for Big Clark's race over in Lena, Mississippi, followed by Boom on Wheels race in Louisiana. But I tell you what, February 9th is the pre-Mardi Gras explosion. They have Gadget versus Big Lowe's Malibu. They got Three Love from out of Chi-Town versus Little Red Riding Hood. They have Butt Naked versus Team Assassin Mustang. They have Don Mack, Most Wanted, versus Boosie Badass Mustang. They got DJ Grant, the number one stunner, versus Chemo. They got King Biz versus versus Leon with the 69 Camaro. They got Big Drags Camaro versus the Mississippi Nightmare. And they got Sylvester, Red Hot from out of Louisiana, also versus Gadgets Nova. They also have a 6-0 class and a 7-0 class. The 6-0 class is $700 for the first place. Second place is $300. The 7-0 class is $700 for the first place, also $300 for the second place.
That's in February, right?
That's in February. That's February 9th. It's the pre-Mardi Gras explosion. It's about an hour and a half away from Hattiesburg, so what we're all going to do, we're all going to run over to Lena, Mississippi, and enjoy a big cars race, and then we're going to keep it moving to close the weekend out with the Hattiesburg race to make sure we get our full money's worth for doing all this traveling. They also got a big tire gamblers race with $2,000 to win with a $500 buy-in. So far in that race, they have Reggie Rabbit. They got the Speed and Bullet. They have JT, the Fugitive. They got Tree Man. They got Roy James and Mr. Five Speed in that race so far. And that's a big tire gamblers race, $2,000 with a $500 buy-in. I'll say this, ladies and gentlemen, anybody listening tonight, can we get some input on DJ Grant? I don't know if any of you guys have heard about DJ Grant. DJ Grant is from out of Georgia. He also has the Turbo Mustang. He does a lot of talking, and lately he's been paying a lot of punk out money. So if anybody's familiar with DJ Grant from down here in the South, I urge you to push the one button so we can chop it up about him. But more importantly, I'm very interested to see what's going on with the Northeast Grudge Racers. What are some of you guys' plans for the year 2013? Will you guys travel? Are you guys interested in accommodating some of these grudge racers from across the country now? What's going on? If anybody has a car and they'd like to talk about it, or they'd like for me to get somebody on the phone so they can pitch them a question directly, please press your one button. Let's see. In the meantime, Kevin, can you do me a favor?
Yeah.
And, can you hold the show until I can get Phil on the line? All right.
Sure,
go ahead and chop it up with the listeners, and I'll get Phil.
All right. Hey, Norman.
Yeah, Cal.
I sound okay?
Oh, yeah. You good.
Okay.
You good?
Okay. Now, you've been a force director rep for years. You've been racing for over 30 years now?
Yeah, got a long time, man. Every bit of 30 years. Probably got longer than that in it, man.
So now you're back in the game, and you just jumped into the game. Well, you used to grudge race, but now you're serious back in the grudge race, you know?
Yeah, you know, I want to really, you know, and I know the guys are flying and everything like that, you know. And, you know, I got a kind of good, decent track record from what I've done out of the year, you know what I'm saying? And I'm stepping up the game, too. So, you know, hey, I got to get in the other lane with these boys, you know what I'm saying? All I can do is take a good loss, you know what I'm saying? And that part I ain't worried about. If I don't do it, I ain't never know what's going to happen, you know?
Yes, sir.
So that's why I'm looking forward to 2013. We got a little bit of betting money over here to go down. And, you know.
I know I spoke with you before, and guys were, you know, we were discussing how racing, you know, grudge racing is when guys come to stipend, and we were discussing that, you know, a lot of guys I respect on the East Coast and Tricky Ricky show, they said, we're not racing the car, we're racing the AT. We feel we can run you, we're going to run you. Do you believe in that, or do you think, you know, getting a lot of stipend?
Well, I just believe in running the guy myself, man, you know. I mean, for me, I've always, throughout my career, I always had to race the guy that was faster than me, you know what I'm saying? They had the faster ET slips and everything, you know what I'm saying? So I've always managed to, you know, with my driving ability or something like that, to try to get me an edge from when the race first initially starts, you know what I'm saying? So I'm going to still try to stick to that tradition. And if the guy runs a couple tenths, two, three tenths faster than me, I mean, that ain't no problem. But what I can do to him off of that starting line, you know, can make all the difference in the world, you know?
Right.
Whoever you is,
make all the difference in the world.
That's real good there.
Okay. Yeah. What's your name again, sir?
My name is Melvin, man, out of Detroit.
Okay, Melvin, who else on the line?
This is Big George.
Hey Big
Mel,
George,
what's happening?
Big George, what you think about that? The same thing we were just talking about.
He sounds exactly like me, or I sound like him, but I don't believe in. The car don't do nothing. You have to drive the car. You have, I mean, it's techniques. My techniques are saying I always run somebody faster, but I mean, with smack talking and shooting your breeze to a joker, you can take them out their game plan. You can get them so mad. So it's not the actual car. It's the driver. It's the driver. I agree with him 100% on that one. I mean, a lot of races I had, I wasn't supposed to win, but circumstances, driving and putting your field down right then. So, I mean, he got a true bone that time. He hit a real
My biggest thing with grudge racing, I think grudge racing is a chess game. Who makes the best move? I mean, by negotiation or whatever. That's my thing. I think grudge racing is a big chess game. And a lot of guys, you know, getting the, I can't run you with a Willy bar. I just think that's stupid. You know, why are you making a guy handicap his car? That's just me personally, you know.
I'm listening to them about the stock suspension and big tire, but you got stock suspension just as fast as big tire cars. So, I mean, it shouldn't even really, a car is a car. You can't go with. My whole thing, if you can't get in there, don't bother with it, you know.
Right.
You got small tire cars running as fast as big tire cars. So, I don't know why they stipulate, or you got to take the wheelie bars off, or, you know, that's just, I mean, if a person at their best and you at your best, it's a gamble. It's a joker's game.
Right.
It's a gamble. I mean, anything
right.
can happen. At the gate, I mean, motors and that unbreakable. So, I mean, it's a million things I can go on and on about, but I really rely on my driver. That's the bottom line.
You know, a lot of the suspension stuff,
do you think that's hindering or hurting the game?
You want to think what?
That's hindering or hurting the game, you know, all these steps.
Yeah, no, I mean, I would call more, yeah.
You know, I think the stock suspension car is a good setup because when you look at what a stock suspension car is, to me, it's a good four-link car automatically. You got two links on the top, you got two links on the bottom versus a car that's got ladder bars on it, you know. They always say the four-lane cars are better than the ladder bar car. So, you know, when they get the stock suspension, you know, the guys will go there and trick the arms on the top. You look under there, it's all looking at the stock suspension. But it's all about the way they got the pinion angles and all that other type of stuff. So they get an advantage to a guy that pulls up there and got big wheels. I mean, if he was an old-school racer, you know, hey, back in the day, everybody wanted big tires and stuff like that on their cars.
Right.
And they probably still got that car today that they started out building back in the 90s or whatever. It just so happened it's a ladder bar car or whatever. But the stock suspension cars, they're cool, you know. But the way they got the game going, you know, and you got to be a stock suspension and all that stuff, you know, they spend just as much money in that stock suspension as they do a stock suspension car probably costs more than they do to build a ladder bar car. You know, that's the advantage that they get when they come there. I want you to sit like I'm sitting.
Right, I mean, a lot of people lean on that, but that's racers that don't want to race. I, you know, if you can't beat, it's real easy if you can't beat a joker, say you can't beat him. I mean, it's no loss to it. But,
yeah.
I mean, if you're caught, I'm really impressed the way stock suspension has really grown and just outpowered everything. Stock suspension is the way to go now.
Yeah, I agree.
Well,
I agree.
It's been around for a long time because, you know, I had a GTO that had stock suspension in it, you know, up and lower, just like GM sent it from the factory. And them guys would come with big tires and everything in those cars. And this, we're talking like 70s and 80s, you know, and they had the big wheels and the tires and all that other type of stuff. And my stock suspension car, boom, when I turned to loose, I was always in front of them, you know. So I understand what the stock suspension deal is. You know, you get you some good shots and you got everything all right up under there and it ain't going to pull out and bend up the control arms and stuff like that. You can ride on a stock suspension, you know? You really can.
I told them how to show these guys that got stock suspension. They really ride. I mean, I got two of them myself, and they stock suspension. 8.5 rears in both my cars, but, I mean, they just so impressive the way they actually, I mean, nothing stock stock manner. But, I mean, it just works. It's just, I don't know if it's the horsepower I got. I don't have a horsepower, but I'm satisfied in the way she works. But it's impressive for heavy car stock suspension works like they work.
Right, and then, you know, they come with 28-inch tires, 10 inches wide, and, you know,
hey, they out of there. You know, it ain't all about, you know, the tire and everything like that. Once the 60-foot over, it's all about the, the horsepower and what you can put down to the ground and how you can roll down there too with the rest of it, you know?
That's right.
No, I agree with you guys 100%. I like to see, you know, more action in the game. You know, if a guy's got a stock suspension big tire car, do it. You know, I mean, Benz has done it. I mean, Benz runs a stock suspension car in Chicago. He's not scared to run nobody. You know, if he thinks that he's got a chance to do it, he's going to do it.
And that's a turbo car, though, right?
He's
got a turbo car, right?
That's a
boost
car.
Some kind of forced injection, though. I don't know if it's turbo or whatever.
Pro Charger. As a matter of fact, DJ Grant. We have DJ Grant on the line. DJ Grant, I see you want to show your mic is open. Come on in, brother.
How y'all doing, fellas? How y'all doing?
Hey, DJ, how you feeling, bro?
I'm good.
Hey, DJ, we had a question going on to let you know. Is this isn't really hurting the game that bad? I mean, with a stock suspension, it's a big tire car. I mean, I know you personally, you would take that gamble.
Well, I mean, I think a lot of people take the gamble. It just all depends on, like you said, it depends on what, you know, if somebody see what they like or I mean, it's like this, if you know, a lot of people say they don't run turbo cars or they don't do this, but if they look at it and say, hey, shit, he ain't doing that, or, you know, down on their ass, they're going to go. So, I mean, that's the you know, the thing about grid racing, you know, you see people step out of their class all the time. You know, but, you know, if you got two, it's like this, you got two badass big tire cars, you know, 9 times out of 10, you're not going to see what that badass big tire car trying to pick on a stock suspension car. You're definitely not going to see the stock suspension car trying to pick on that badass big tire car. So it just all depends on, you know, the caliber of racer you are and what you're doing. And you know, if you see something look like food, you want to eat it.
Right.
Oh, ladies and gentlemen, I also want to introduce, we have Teo on the line from out of California. You know, he just came on. Teo, your mic is open. You can join in the conversation anytime. I'll be talking about what happened down in Bradenton, Florida, and the conversation moved from there to cars running on 28-10-5 stock suspension, how impressive it is. Your mic is open.
Thank you, Gunner. What's going on, everybody?
Hey, what's going on,
you know, I'm sorry, baby. I forgot to do something. Teo is the grudging governor of California. So please pardon me, Teo. Carry on.
That's okay, boss. Thanks, man. You know, my take is on the stock suspension part. You know, you got to fine-tune it. Now, my Mustang that I had was stock suspension. Everything in the rear was stock suspension. But there wasn't a stock part on that car, on that rear. But everything was in the stock location. The upper bars, the lower, everything was all changed out. Do we still consider that stock suspension?
Yeah, you do. It's basically all everything is stock. It's like bolt on. Anything that you can bolt on in the stock location of it. I mean, that's where stock.
And that's where the fine line is drawn, because when you tell somebody stock suspension, they might assume that you haven't done anything to it. But by putting them parts in, even their bolt-on stuff, you got yourself a mini little four-link back there.
Exactly. That's what it is.
And I ain't hating on nobody. Don't get me wrong. But then it goes back to some people with the stock suspension, and I'm not saying you, DJ, because I know you run anybody, but just saying that some people might not want to race a four-link car because they're on stock suspension. So it's kind of got that fine line there. You know, I get what when we say stock suspension, but like that one guy, DJ, that was talking to you a couple days, nights ago with the 31s and saying he's got the stock suspension. Well, he probably moved everything in to get them tires on, but there's still stock suspension. You know,
yeah, ain't no way stock suspension.
Yeah,
you're
no,
number 31.
I hear you, man.
31. Yeah. I mean the thing is, you know, I say what I say. I mean, you know, it's, and I kind of try to stay true to what I say, but, you know, ain't nothing on my car been moved as far as the, from the factory where the car bolts on. I mean, everything is in the stock location where the car came from. I mean, you know, it's just all bolt-on parts up under mine. You know, it's
so
the best
question
and the
is
best
like
to bolt-on, but, you know. But, I mean, me personally, I don't give a damn, man. I pretty much, if they got 28 on it, you know, we got a race. And anything else, I just really need to see what it is, and you know, so it is what it is.
I think the thing of stock suspension would be to me, you go, okay, you got stock suspension. Okay, does it have a factory control arm on the top and a factory control arm on the bottom? If it ain't a factory control arm on the top and the bottom, then it ain't stock no more, you know? It's, you know, just how they call it, you know? So after you done change it and put somebody else's arm in that same stock location, and it ain't, you know, stock suspension no more to me. So that's why I look at it like it really shouldn't matter, you know what I'm saying? Because, I mean, you got these guys out here with these stock suspension cars. That's cool. Okay, it's stock in the back, but then you got a five inch bore spacing up in the front of it, or a 5.3 bore spacing up underneath the hood of it. So what difference do it make? I can just roll out of there and have a 135 60 foot, and before you get to the 330 mark, if I got a 5.3 inch bore spacing, I don't care what you got on the other side. I'm gonna run back anyway. So what difference do it make? You know.
It make a lot of difference. I mean, you know, it all goes back to, man, you know, you build what you want to build, and,
yeah,
you know, that's what it all boils down to. I mean, you build what you want to build, you plan to run cars, but, I mean, if you're going to be a grudge racer, you know, a lot of times you got to be prepared to step outside the box.
Hey, DJ,
well,
I
you
got to
be outside the box to be in it.
I agree 100%, DJ.
In this grudge world, you got to be outside the box to get in there. If you come up there with something to stock and you think you're going to do something, you might as well give my man the money and just follow him down the drag strip. Oh, that was good. Okay, go back and give some more money away.
No, I disagree on that because I think stock suspension cars could do the damn thing. You know?
Everybody can do the damn thing, man. It's just getting to that point to be able to do it, you know.
Right.
You got to be, anybody can do it, but, I mean, like I said, this
now,
man
I had a question.
Russell.
Well, hey, DJ, I had a question for you. Same principle with my car. It's a 26-inch-tall tire car, and it's got ladder bars underneath it, right?
Yes.
And there's no way it's faster. But if I got you to give me a race to where I thought it was feasible, and you said it was feasible, if I beat you, did I really beat you? Because I had to ask you to handicap your car. I mean, I don't think that's right.
I mean, if I agreed to it and you beat me, hell, you beat me.
But can I go around talking shit with a big X on my chest saying, oh, I fucked up DJ Grant? In a sense, no. Your man gave me a race.
You can do what you want to do, man. I mean, if I agreed to the race, regardless of how fucked up it might be, but if I was dumb enough to agree to it, yeah, you just outstipped me and got away.
Okay.
Well, that's part of the grudge racing. I mean, grudge racing is the advantage the edge you can get. I mean, if a man fall for it, that's to your advantage. You know, that's a completion of a grudge race. So, I mean, that's if you handle.
That's why I was saying, got back to talk about a chess game.
Right. I mean, if you handicap and you agree to it, you felt you could do it. So it's you questioning yourself. But a lot of good grudge races, is they actually think, I don't think grudge racing start at the individuals. The individuals make good grudge races. You know, you got two guys that charm in the race, and they don't care what they bring or how they win. You know, that's the girls' race. I think they throw that away a lot on girls' racing.
Well, I know it's going to be around for a while. We just got to get our program together, you know, and keep it moving forward. You know, I'm looking forward to it. I know my car may be quicker than some of the guys. I may be at the track, and if it is, and I'm sitting around there, if I see a guy over there and I figure like I may be quicker than him, okay, look, let me let you get out there a couple cars, let you get the lead, let me get you something, you know, let's race. You know what I'm saying? If I don't catch you, Okay, then boom, that sets up a race. That sets up a race for the second go around. You know what I'm saying? You don't win the first one, you get to try the second one. You know, let's just keep those cars going down the drag strip, grudge racing all night long. That's the main thing to it, right there.
That is, that's true.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, I tell you, we got a dog. I'm sorry, but let me introduce. We have Larry on the line. Larry, your mic is open. Join in whenever you want.
Yeah, good evening, everybody. Good evening to you, Gunning, as the host. I want to say hello to everybody, and how's everybody doing?
What's up, Uncle Larry?
Great.
What's
going
on, Larry?
Pretty good. Oh, man.
My man, Larry.
What's
going
on, DJ Grant? What's happening? I don't know. I was listening to you all, and they said that as long as the stuff was in a stock location, it would be stock suspension. You know, they say anytime it come out of the stock location, that it would alternate everything then. You know, but as long as it's in a stock location, then they consider that to be stock suspension.
I would agree with you on that, Larry.
You know, so I was just listening to that, and then you all were speaking on how they. I've been racing since 1969, and the way we used to do it is totally different from the way it's being done now. Anytime a guy builds his automobile, he builds his automobile to his specification and make it as safe as he possibly can. I feel like anytime that a man gets shipped, where he has to take something off his automobile or this or that or so far and so on, his automobile becomes dangerous because that's not the way that he has it set up. He has it set up this way or that. So what we did, we always substituted. If a guy wasn't sitting like we were sitting, which we didn't worry about, we would give him a spot, the back tire to break, two cars or some of that nature, and compensate for that, because anytime you start messing with your automobile, when you got to set and you run it a certain way, it becomes dangerous to you. So, you know, I don't know. To my own personal point of view, it's not safe. And this game, I want each and every one of you all to be safe, man. So that's the only reason I, you know, made the statement that I made. Other than that, I'm going to get right back to listening again. And all y'all that I may not get a chance to say anything to, Merry Christmas and God bless y'all and Happy New Year.
Thank you, big bro. Yeah, Merry Christmas to you too, man.
All right.
Yeah. This is Big George again. But the whole thing is grudge racing back. Well, I've been running since the 60s. And when we used to race, it was about elemental surprise. Nobody knew what nobody was coming up with this stuff, man, that they. You can't have this, put stipulation on what you got to have, which is it's nearly not old-time world racing. World racing is who can come out there and get down that quarter.
That's
how we did it. Yeah, you know, we ain't worried about what you had. We just try to be sneaky and come out something. That's world racing. When you run a man and you don't know what's in his car, what's underneath his hood, what, don't worry about it. That's world racing. That's real world racing. And it's,
right.
I mean, all the stipulations they make now, you got to take the wheelie bars off. You got to have one stage. You know, you got to weigh this, you got to weigh that. That's not grudge racing.
No.
Yeah, maybe we should have us an old-time grudge racing reunion so we can show them how it's supposed to be done. We take us to the event, and we go out there. Let's just race, have us a good time. Hey, if you get knocked off, hey, you get two or three cars, you can leave. We can just, you know what I'm saying? Let's put on the show for them to show them how the grudge racing world really is supposed to be so they can cut out all this stuff that they got going on. You know what I'm saying? Let's take your wheelie bars off and do this and do that. We get some old-timers together, and we all got some quick cars. Let's just go out there and have a good time all weekend long, you know? And we can bet each time we go down through there. We do some gentleman betting. It ain't got a bet where you're going to lose your house and all this other type of stuff, but
Exactly.
You go down through there, you know, we can make it $400, $500, $600 or something like that. That's reasonable. You know, if you got 3, 4, 5 people in your camp with you, each person throw up $100, you got $600, $700. You can make a pass with all day long, you know what I'm saying? And if you lose, $100 is not gonna hurt the camp, you know what I'm saying? And then if you keep going like that all day long, you're bound not to lose all of them. You probably get in there to get your money back. But we're putting on a good show, you know?
There you go.
Yep.
I think that's a great idea. Yeah, a question, another guy. Do you think the younger generation is hurting grudge racing with all these stiffs, or is it just a stiff period?
Well, I think the younger generation is in it for the money. You know, they just look like, hey, if I can trick my man, take his wheel off his car, then I know I'm gonna get this $4,000 or $5,000 that we standing over here betting. You know what I'm saying, or whatever. You know, so they got their own thing or whatever. But then, you know, hey, we got our own thing too. We do want to race still. You know what I'm saying? We getting old. We ain't got time to keep sitting around here taking half of the car apart to run them. You know.
Mm-hmm.
I think they're looking more so at people as they look, the young ones coming in. They're learning, and the better example that we can set is going to be the best thing you can do for them, because a lot of them, I mean, you watch a lot of up and coming races or you know, whatever you want to call them, people trying to get their feet wet in the game. They really don't know a lot, you know. Some of them
they don't.
But if we keep, you know, setting the right example and showing how things supposed to be done, I mean, they, you know, hopefully
it's bound to change.
You know, well, I think it's still too many vets in the game for the young. Ain't no young generation just coming in there taking over the game. That's not happening.
Right.
Ain't enough young guns trying to get in this game to even try that got enough power to even move or change anything. So, I mean, you know, when you're a seasoned grudge racer, man, I mean, you know, ain't no young joker or no, you know, it that just ain't happening. I don't even see no younger generation like changing the game. That ain't happening.
That's a good point, DJ. Very good point.
A big thing, one DJ, you know, a lot of the economy is depressed, and once you have a depressed economy, a lot of that extra money that was out there is no longer out there to bring a lot of the younger guys or new, you know, bring a fresh blood into the grudge game. You know, that is a big thing.
Don't get me wrong, but what I'm saying is, you know, it's young guns that's in the game, but 9 times out of 10, they in the game up under some type of vet, or somebody's coached them, or somebody has kind of paved the way, and they, you know, kind of learning as they go. Also, you know, it's. I mean, the game has changed some from back in the day, but you know, it's the only thing that I've seen that's really different and is good. I think is you don't see a lot of the big time betting that used to go on. Which, in a way, I think is good anyway, because I think that would kind of hinder the game anyway.
All right. But I tell you what, ladies and gentlemen, we have Donya on the line. Donya from out of Chicago. Donya, your mic is open. How? Okay, he must have put the phone down for a second. But,
yeah, he
must
have
put
it down.
What's that? Melvin.
Yeah, go ahead. I'm here.
Melvin, I know earlier you said you were looking for some back half action. Donya does have a back half car, but for the year of 2013, he's sticking 29s on the car, and he won't be running anything but 29 tires on his back half.
Yeah, well, you know, hey, that's a good throwdown for me. You know, I'd like to make a pass with him. You know what I'm saying? We can meet up somewhere and go down through there.
Hey, Melvin, it's Donya. What's happening? What's up, folks?
Hey, what's up, Donya?
Where you from? Are you from up there, from up north or by Maryland?
Yeah, no, I'm in Detroit, man. I'm in Detroit.
Are you in Detroit?
Yep.
What car you got up there?
I got a Malibu that I was racing, but this year I'm going to be in a Monza that I'm putting together right now. Back half Monza car.
What Malibu you was in?
Huh?
You ever come over to, you ain't never come over to No E.T.?
No, he's at 41.
Yeah, I've been to 41 before. It's been a couple of years since I had the Malibu out. You know,
you ain't had that No E.T. in a while, huh? I mean, up there in Milan.
No, I stopped. My last No E.T. probably was in 2010.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
Hey, guys, I got to get off. So it was nice talking to everybody. I got to Got somebody I got to take care of. Y'all have a good one.
All right, DJ.
All right, America.
Yeah. All right, DJ, we'll see
you. Yes, sir.
Hey, Daniel, you remember his car?
Huh?
I said, you remember his car? He ran that Nova. He ran that Nova that the rear end jumped out of it.
The rear end jumped out.
It was a Nova from Chicago.
Steve, what?
Was it burgundy or brown?
Yeah, the Nova that came from Chicago, and the rear end came out of it when he left the starting line.
Was it black?
Left.
Maybe it was.
It may have been black.
Huh. Lip. I think you're talking.
Yeah,
only time I remember they did that is
the guy from Chicago. That was a black and white Nova. About a 71.
Yeah, Kenny. So you gonna be out this year with the car?
Oh yeah, I'm gonna be out. I'm gonna be down at Fat Tuesday with it. I'm gonna be down there.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm gonna be there, okay. Lehman. At that other track before they get over there to Hattiesburg, I'm going to come there too. You know, I ain't locked up with nobody, but I'm going to just be down there. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to come down there and just, you know, make me some passes and see how it's doing and then just go to mingling, you know?
What you going to do? You going to have 29s on the car or what?
It'll have I do got a set of 29s right now. It's sitting on a set of 31s, but you know what I'll do? I just bring both sets of tires with me. That way I get to see the difference in both sets of the tires on the car. I do got both sets of tires, so.
Oh, okay. It's a nitrous car?
Oh, yeah, it's a nitrous car. Yeah.
Well, that sounds like definitely something we could do.
Yeah.
Hey,
so you're
going to
have it in. Yeah.
So we had a question, like, is this all this sticking? Is it really hurting the game? I would like to speak for you. We've seen people make you handicap your car, but they still tell you that you ain't shit. But I don't believe that. You know, I like to see a person just run you whatever they got, run you head the fuck up.
They make me handicap my car and they still scared.
Yeah.
I think they just try to talk you out your game. That's all that is.
Danielle, you get your car back together?
Yeah, car back together. Yep.
Okay. Like my man was talking earlier, he was telling us about the back half. I feel like this. If somebody tell me to take my tires off or drop it to another side, that's making my car unsafe. That means I got to get out the gas a little bit or tune it down. See what happened to Gangsta Boo.
Well, no, I ain't gonna say I don't know how unsafe it's gonna be. I think to a certain point it's still gonna be safe. I mean, you just sometimes you gotta tone it down, or you just need. I just think with the Gangsta Boo, they might have needed a little more time to test on the tire. I think that's all it is.
But Donnie,
Anytime you make a change, you gotta do a little testing. And every track ain't gonna take the same amount of power.
And you're taking a chance at it too.
Well, I mean that goes for any size tire you put on the car though. I mean, every track ain't gonna take. I mean, the track only gonna give you that certain number. It ain't gonna give you no more. If it ain't gonna take it, it ain't gonna give it to you.
Right, so that's why it's best to just take your combination and work with that. So somebody take me out of my car with me, want me to put a bicycle tire on there, now I'm taking a chance. My man that was talking earlier said, be safe. Let's try to be safe.
Well, I mean, you know, everybody a little different. Each car a little different. And, you know, some people don't have a problem with that. But in the case of, I don't know, I won't say it's the tire side that the Gangsta Boo had a problem with, and he just got out of the groove.
That's what I was saying. He got the groove, and, you know, we never could speak up, but that's the biggest thing I've seen. You know, Gunner Pick did an excellent job on the video.
Now, maybe with a bigger tire, if you get out of the groove, you know, you can probably, you know, it probably won't get as wild like that, you know.
as wicked.
Definitely with the smaller tire, you get out the groove. You know, you gotta lift and hold on.
Donnie made a valid point. Everybody should listen to him.
I mean, if you want to. Just like I heard Larry talking about, you know, back in the day. Well, I mean, now times has changed to where you got stock suspension cars going just as fast as back half cars.
Yes, sir.
So, but I mean, a lot of the people, a lot of guys down south, they don't race guys with 29. Some guys stay in their box. If they got 28s on, they're going to run anybody with 28s. If you got 29 on, then we need a spot. But in some cases, that's justified. Some cases, it's not. I see some cars with 28s on run way faster than back half cars with 15-33s on. But they won't engage with them. Just because
Hey, Daniel, do you think that guy is scared to show his whole car? I mean, you know, his whole car? You know, if he runs that big car, everybody, I don't want to fuck with him. You know, is that what it is? I mean, up here, we don't care. We'll run you. You know, if we think we got a champion, we'll run you, right?
All right. I mean, exactly. That's what I'm saying. Up here, it's a little different. If I see you, I don't care what you got on. It could be a pro mod. If you look slow, I'm going to try it.
The man said it. But Danae, what you know I like to see is I like to see some people stop skipping you and just run your car at its best and let them run their car at their best. I would love to see that. I'm tired of arguing with people all the time. I'm really tired of arguing people about you.
But the thing is, so I mean now the fact that here's the problem with me.
Okay.
I set my car to run with the 33s on, but now I can't get no action. Now what do I do?
What car do you have anyway, Daniel? Which car is it?
The Regal, the black Regal. The
black one.
No,
it was two of those Regals. I was over there at 41 one weekend, and I had my Malibu there. Me, Shake, and Bake was there, and you guys had them there. Y'all was having a little leaving problems with them at that time when I was over there because Shake came over. We was trying to see if we could have made a pass with y'all down through there, but we didn't ever get it off that weekend that we was over there. I don't know if you remember. It was a weekend that I was over there, and both of them Regals was at the drag strip.
I don't hear. What color blue you say it was?
I got a black one. And my car was the one that was in the pinks all out. You know, I got the hood with Rich and all them on the hood of it and everything like that. You know?
Man, I don't even remember that.
That's
you
all right.
Know
we'll have some fun. We'll have some fun this year, you know? Because I came over there around that time, I came with Obama. You got a boy over there that's named Obama, had a Malibu or something back then, too, right?
Because that was the year when they had to go back to Chicago and get the transmission.
You talking about for Goldie?
Hey, Donnie,
got a question for you. Comparing Obama was one of the baddest bulls up here in the north. Who would you compare that car to run against a gangster bull?
Who said that's the baddest car up north?
They were saying it was. I'm just saying it's the one of the baddest G-bodies they had up north.
Obama?
We know you the baddest. I'm just saying that's one of the baddest cars they had up here.
Nah, you talking about not Obama. You talking about Goldie.
Okay.
That was a gold.
You talking about Goldie. That's the gold, yeah. That's a Goldie was a quarter mile car.
Right.
And for then, yeah, it was fast. I mean, compared now it would be fast, yeah. But comparable to what they got now is it wouldn't be as fast as against the bull, I don't think so. I mean, you got to think about what they're doing now. I mean, these goddamn people getting big motors, big turbos, big pro chargers, whatever, and they putting it all down on the little tire. So, I mean, you come to play, you got to come to play.
Right.
Just stay in your lane.
What do you think about a guy just gambling? What do you think about a guy just gambling? I mean, you've done it several times this year.
You say, well, that's just what we do, though. You know, I mean, we take a chance. We out the box all the time. We got to step out the box because really, it's not too many cars. The cars that I got to run with the 33s on, it just ain't even comparable.
Right.
You know, they want me to put the 33s on and run a pro mod.
Yeah. We see.
You know, I mean, so if I want to race, I got to step out the box. So, I got to do what I got to do.
Now, Diane, you've been racing for over 20 years?
Yeah, 20 plus years I've been doing this.
That's one of the most stand-up guys I ever met, man. Don Jay's one of the stand-up guys I ever met. He wasn't gay.
I heard about what old DJ Grant was talking about, you know, as far as, you know, the new school cats that come in. Nobody, ain't no new school cats just come right in and making no noise. You know, not by themselves.
Right.
It just ain't happening.
Daniel, let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
You know, there's a lot of... How do you feel about a man talking and continually lock up these races before he has his car tested? How do you feel about a man that's constantly saying what he's going to do to a man, and then when he goes to the track, you know what I mean, he can't get down the track, he got to pay park outs, and he's continuously tested. You know, let me just clear the air. DJ Grant, if you're listening, I am not talking about you. Hey, I'm going to tell y'all something, for real. I don't care if he's listening or not. You know, when we got back to the hotel room, DJ Grant was so upset that, you know, his car didn't perform the way he wanted to perform. That Joker went in there. He been back to the room snatching sheets off the bed, jumping up and down. You know, Joker hopped up on the bed and was jumping up and down on the bed. That Joker was mad, man. I mean, he was thoroughly upset he couldn't get it in and go to the white boys. But, you know... I tell you what, I got the video too.
Hey,
you got some blackmail?
Nah, I'm not gonna blackmail him. You know what I'm saying? It's not about blackmail, but what it's about, DJ Grant, he is a true grudge racer. That Joker wanted to race, man. That Joker wanted to tear some tail up. But Donnie, that's the question I'm at. Donnie, I know you don't do no talking until you're ready to go. I tried repeatedly, you know, for you to even speak about your car, and you know, you just declined. You politely declined, and you said, "Well, listen, I don't like to do no talking. My car's not ready yet, so we're gonna skip all that till I'm ready." How do you feel about that across the grudge game?
Hey, this my thing. I like to, when I come out, I want my car to be right. If I go down south, I don't want to make 5-6 passes. You know, 5-6. I want to make one or two passes, see what the track doing. I'm ready to go. I mean, if a guy, I don't know. We must got a lot of rich guys in the sport. I know we got some guys with some money, but they just like giving it away.
Yes,
a lot of guys lock in on pride. They I guess they can't set their pride aside and say, "Man, I ain't ready." They just can't take everybody constantly in their ear.
Well, Donnie,
talking about what
they're
gonna do to them.
Hey, Donnie, I got a question for you. How'd you feel about Lil Tony and Bucks Motorsports? And Bucks Motorsports wouldn't lock up no money, but when they got there, then they locked it up. Is that something I know personally you would not do, but how'd you feel about that?
I mean, you know what? I do that. I go, listen, before I was doing this before like the internet made this thing big. It ain't no secret. It just made it. It made the South recognize guys in the North recognize guys in the South. But we've been going down South for a long time without lock-ins.
Right.
But we go down there to race, so we get a race.
Right.
You know, I mean, if you know who you rate, well, that's they don't lock in. So you gotta kind of go on their word that they gonna race. I mean, if
so
you run
that,
those guys,
that,
you already know they're not gonna lock in.
Well, we're not talking about bus motorsports.
Motorsport and Yeah, Tony did lock up before they went down there.
Okay, well, I'll apologize for that.
Yeah,
okay,
they did.
So
yeah.
That was my miscommunications. Boys Motorsports, sorry. I didn't mean to say that.
They did lock
up. You know, some people you can take at their word. You know, some people you can say, man, if I show up there, you got action. And you best believe if you show up at that track, you got some action. And
hey,
some guys just talk.
You know what, Donnie? You can count those. You can count those guys on one hand, because a lot of these guys that be locking up, man, I don't care. You don't, man. I'm not interested as a spectator, going nowhere, hoping to see a grudge match. Unless that money is locked up, and it's a DP, man, I ain't thinking about that shit. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
and if they lock up for some, I'm not thinking about it. Or if they lock up for like $300, and you got one man coming all the way from out of Central North. Coming all the way down to the deep south. You know that race is full of shit.
Yeah, that's kind of, you know. I mean, unless a guy that locked in three or four races with 300 on $2 a bet or 1500 a bet or something like that, then, you know. Now, me, myself, I probably would lock if I locked in. If I plan on locking in three or four races, I'll lock in 300 on each race because I'm going to give you an example. Just an example. But he locked in three races when he was up here. That was Tate. When he locked in Tony Bynes, three different cars, he wrecked his car. Now he got to pay all of this. He got to pay $1,500, and they ain't did shit.
Right.
You know, you just kind of, if you planning on racing and you lock that many races in, 300 on 15 or 2,000, and something happened to the car, you just trying to minimize the damage. That's all.
Right.
I'll go for that.
You know.
I'll go for that, Dodger. But, you know, like I said, that's not what I have. It's just the craziness of me as a spectator traveling, you know, 800, 900 miles, and I get there and, you know, man, I had punk out money over. You know what I mean?
But you know what, Gunny?
Go ahead.
I didn't been in that situation, too, where somebody said, yeah, come on up here. We're going to run you. And it was up in Detroit. I got up there, and the guys was running scared, man. And I didn't end up running nobody, and it was just a wasted trip.
So that's why we need to minimize the collateral damage behind that. You know, how, I don't know, but it's something worth keeping on the table. You know what I mean? I had made a suggestion, you know, to make the punk out high enough to actually pay for your trip, pay for your hotel rooms, pay for your racing fuel, you know what I mean, and make it really hurt. You know what I mean? I mean, to make it hurt. You know what
I
mean? You know
what I thought about, Gunny? And this one I thought about for myself personally. If I lock in with a guy from down south, right, and I'm coming to him, I'm gonna lock in the 500. The guy down south that's already there got to lock in 1,000. So that when I get there, I done spent all this money and got, you know, all this time and made it here, and now he say he don't want to race after I done shook the car down. Well, he got to pay now.
You know,
now, I do believe
like
in that.
Hey,
I like
it,
that.
Hey. I like,
hey,
that. I like that.
Hey,
I like that.
Hey,
Gunnit. Yeah.
Hey, Gunnit, I have a question, and you can quote me if you have to. Didn't it happen to Bruce Leroy? Or they had a confrontation where he showed up to a race and the guy seen his car shaking and said they weren't going to race? I mean, I'm just.
Yeah.
Am I right or wrong?
Yeah. It happened. You know what I mean? And, you know, I think that after they seen the shakedown, they decided to change their mind.
You know what I mean? And that's what I can't stand also, you know. See, and that's another thing what I was saying, Donye. You know, a lot of times racers go to the track and their opponent sees them make a shakedown, and then all of a sudden their car breaks. You know what
yeah,
I mean? All of a sudden something's
yeah.
wrong. All of a sudden something's wrong with their car, too. You know
yeah,
what I mean? I'm
yeah.
not going to say no names, but I believe a situation happened like that in Alabama 2012 racing season. I ain't going to say no names, though, but I just want you to know, DJ, I'm not talking about you. If you're listening.
But you know what? The thing I'm saying about DJ, and yeah, I want to say this, and no disrespect to anyone, but if he does lock in, the man will play the punk out. You know what I'm saying? You know, we he's having problems with his car, and he's getting him situated. But DJ, to me, is personally that he's like Daniel. He's not no fake racer. He wants to race. You know, he's had some misfortunes this year. I mean, that's my personal opinion.
If I travel that damn far, I don't want to. I take the free money. I take some free money for nothing. You know, especially if it's paying for the trip. But yeah, I'm coming that way to engage, to race somebody, man. I'm not coming that far just for shits and giggles.
Maybe you guys should make it so. Hey, when you used to street race a long time ago. If you came to that street to race on, wasn't no shakedowns. Two cars just pull up and then they go down through there. So kind of like, you know you got your car right. You pull up in that truck to race, my man. We ain't going to do no shakedowns, dude. It's off the trailer. You pull it off the trailer, I pull it off the trailer, and let's go on down through there. They don't see nothing. You don't see nothing. And the best man win the race. That way you can eliminate, we want to know what we can do in holding and the track holding and holding my car and stuff like that, but...
I'm gonna tell you what's happening with these guys that's making 15,000 test hits at the track. You know, when they locked in the race, they didn't went to another track, or they didn't maybe been to that same track one day, and just I'm just gonna throw an example, a number out there. Say they didn't win 5-0 that day.
Right.
Now a week later. They locked in the race. They go to the track. They go to a different track or either the same track. Well, now they locked in the race. So they make another test hit. Now the car only go 520. Well, they trying to figure out what's wrong. Now they're not gonna run this guy that they didn't lock in with until they get this car back at 5-0. But they ain't looking at the big picture. I mean, just like the track that day may not give you a 5-0.
Yeah, it could be
the track may only give you a 520.
Yeah, you know.
So if the car feel good, you go down the track and you might not see that number, but goddamn it, you come to race.
Yeah.
They got to get down.
Daniel, he made a valid point. I've seen it happen with my car. Lose 2/10, 3/10.
Well, I mean, you know, I just think it's something in the grudge world. If we wanted to get bigger and better, we just got to fix them little problems that's in it, you know. If we want to take it to the next level, all of us just got to be careful.
Guys,
so we can have
step outside the box.
That's
more
it, and don't worry
step
about
outside
all that.
The box. And that's it.
I think whoever just said that, they said it the best. The guys have got to really step outside the box and do whatever it is that they do. Stop worrying about just let it happen naturally. It happens. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
A lot of times I run my car, my first pass off the trailer, it'd be my best pass. I'm chasing it the rest of the day. You know what I'm saying?
And that's usually how it is.
Yeah,
your first
pass
off the trailer, you be your best.
Be your best pass, right, like follow mine. Let's just go race, get this over with, you know what I'm saying? If you got the car right, it's firing on all the cylinders, you know it's leak. Hey, let's go do this, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Get it over with. Cause, I mean, you know, all them hits up and down the track chasing that number, you tearing it up anyway. Each pass you make, it's a chance on something going to break. You got 3-4 passes, and you still ain't got that number back. Hey, here go your fifth bat, like being tore up something. Now you can't race.
Yeah.
You still got to pay
yeah.
the money.
I've seen that.
I ain't trying to ride DJ Grant, but I done seen his car make some good passes, man. good enough to whoop some people, you know, and he paid out the punk out money.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to tell you this. In a few instances, I would like to see a car come straight off the trailer and go. I mean, that's a few instances, a few races. You know, if the guys are talking trash to each other and then they really get it in, you know, say, listen, my car is better than yours off the trailer. I know what I'm doing, and I can walk out on that track and feel the track conditions with my feet, and I know my car so well I can make the adjustments to get down the track. I know a few tuners. I know a few, very few people I know can do this. But the rest of the guys, I want to see them come off the trailer and make their test hit. Because I want to see them apply all the power they can get down to the ground on that day. That's what I like to see.
Well,
you know what I mean?
Gunner, I agree with you, but I mean, me personally, I can't speak on that. I like to see Melvin and Donnie speak on that because, I mean, you know, they got nice colors.
Well, you know, it's not about them having nice cars. You know, like I said, I like to see a tuner walk out there and feel that track condition with his feet. And say, you know what? I know my car well enough to go to your ass. I don't need to make a test hit. That's what I like to see.
Well, I give you a scenario, me personally. Me, Danye, a couple of the guys, we had a race over a couple of years back over in Norwalk. And I'm up there walking the track, and I'm saying, this fucking end up going. That's the best 60-foot, the best pass I've ever got in my life in my car.
But you said you didn't think the track had enough glue on it initially, right?
I said, no, that's what I thought, walking on it, you know. Walking on the track, I didn't think it had enough on there, you know. And that's just my personal opinion. So, if a guy, you know, can really walk on a track and figure it out, you know, one guy told me one time, he said, man, you put 1,200 horse down on that patch because your shoes come, it don't mean nothing. You know, I'm just giving a scenario.
That's right.
All about the car.
I agree. That's right. But see, that's what I said, Danye. It's a few tuners that know their car well enough and that can walk up down that track and know how their car is going to respond to that track. You know what I mean? They're taking many considerations. They're taking the temperature of the track. They're taking the humidity in the air. They're taking it's just too many factors that, you know, but they've been racing for so long, these things become second nature to them. You understand what I'm saying? It's something that becomes intuitive.
Yeah,
so,
yeah, yeah.
You know,
I mean,
nature.
You gotta. I don't. That's kind of catch 22. Really, I mean, cause shit, I feel like I can go to any track and get down any track. But now, how fast it's gonna be? That's another thing.
Right.
You know.
Well, you only gotta be fast enough to beat your opponent. Like, listen, I gotta go
back
to the white horse, for example.
That's
when the driver come into play. You know what I'm saying? Once that driver get in there and you got your good driver, whatever is going on, that driver got a lot of stuff to do. You know what I'm saying? He ain't got to worry about track. He got to worry about getting that car from A to B. If he on his job, no matter what that car take off and do from the starting line, he still got control of trying to be able to outrun that race. I've been in races where the lead has changed. I left. The guy come by me. I got to sit here and figure out now how I'm going to go back by him. So the driver got a whole lot of stuff he got to do, you know what I'm saying? So it comes down to a good driver. It really does. You know, guys used to tell me, that car hook in the car wash, you know what I'm saying? So if I can hook in the car wash, I can hook anywhere. So I kind of like that, you know, let's just run off with a trailer because that allow that guy, that tuner, that driver, whatever, to really be on top of his game, you know? Just shows who you got, you know, that's on top of their game to me. You know, take a lot of that.
Yeah.
He saw my car go down through there, now he's scared. Oh, I saw his car go down through there, put doubts in my mind whether I can beat him or not. I ain't worried about what he's doing. I done already called him out. We going to race. If he beat me, it go your money, dude. Let's shake hands. Let's go back in the pits now. You just whoop me, you know, and if you got me or whatever, dude, okay, let me leave. Let me get something else. Now we got round two going on. You know what I'm saying? We can race two or three times while we're there. Not just one, then you get on the trailer and go home and cry or whatever. We can race all night long. I had races where I raced seven times in a row all night long, you know, with the same guy. Over and over.
I'm going to tell you, when we was up there, when I was up there in Milan, when they had that race up there, that $10,000 shootout up there,
yeah.
When we made some changes to the car, we came basically came right off the trailer with the changes and shit. We ran Jimbo. He whooped us. I wasn't mad about it. I came back. We made some more changes to the car. Made another test. Made another hit. Come back. I wanted to run them. They didn't want no trouble. So now, you know, in that situation, what you do?
Yeah, well,
you just
I mean,
been
you
lost. They ain't gonna. Hey, some people ain't gonna give you no get back.
Right. No, well, they like you got people that's like that though. You know what I'm saying? They to me those type of people basically you
but
know
you
they
can't,
in the
I,
game.
I mean,
I ain't knocking them.
Sometimes you can't be you can't even be mad at them. I mean, they gonna take their win, they gonna take their money, and they gonna run with it.
And they gone with it, right? That's exactly
what
they do.
I can't be mad at if they feel like they really can't win. You know, then shit, I can't be mad at them.
But Donnie, but that makes me get in my chest and say Donnie ain't shit. I fucked him up. That really makes me get in my
chest. It might. I mean, you know, they do it. They do it all the time.
Yeah, if you win, or if I beat you and you come back and ask me for another run and I say no,
I'm just gonna say it like this. A win is a win no matter how you get it.
Okay.
If they red light and they beat on their chest, if you get out of the groove, spin the car around, or got to get out of the car, or the car backfire, man, it's a win is a win. They got paid, they won, and if they want to beat on their chest, then, you know, that's what they're going to do. They won.
Well, I guess, Donnie, when I come to it, there has been an extensive beat on where I'm talking about I can fuck you up. Fuck Donnie, he ain't shit. Or fuck Jimbo, he ain't shit. Fuck Wayne, he ain't shit. But then I won. And then they said, well, man, let's run it back. You know, and I'm like, well, you know what? We might have ran for this, but, you know, I'm going to make it a little feasible. I'm going to take a little money home with me. Do you think that's a fine line there?
Guys do it. I'm a gambler, so. I'm gonna put it like this. If I run somebody and I whoop them for $5,000, and I won, I really know I was gambling in the first place,
yes,
and
sir.
I really don't think I can win. The second time might be for $2,500. Yeah, it might be.
Right.
If they
want to
go, it's gonna be for $2,500, huh?
Right. I'm just saying, but you gonna take that gamble?
Yeah, right. I gamble. I ain't gonna gamble the whole $5,000 if I was gambling in the first place.
Yes, sir. That's what I was saying. Donnie, answer everybody's question tonight.
Yeah.
Don't beat on your chest. And, you know, the guy comes back to you and says, well, I'm going to run you, but, you know, hey, we're going to do it for a little bit of this, you know. And don't try to, I'll bet the man. I mean, the man won a race.
Yeah. Now, it's up to them whether they want to go back. Some people just want to go back and say, I'll whoop you no matter what it costs. What it is.
Right.
Well, we definitely got 2013 in front of us to, you know, work out all these bugs, have a good time. Hopefully I get a chance to get on some of my tracks around here, man, you know, and drive them so that I can make some money out of
them. 2013, goddamn, it's going to be a lot of hurt feelings.
Yeah, well, I ain't worried about it. If I get beat, I ain't even worried about being hurt, man. I'm shaking hands, and I'm going back in the pits. I'm going to find me somebody else to race, you know what I'm saying, all the way down to where I got my gas money to go home, and then I'm going to call home. If somebody can send me some more gas money, I'm going to bet that, too, if the car's still running. I ain't worried about it, you know, at all.
Well, you know what, it sounds like to me that Melvin and Donnie, y'all, you know, really need to get in the set of presents for these guys in the grudge races. We going on.
You're gonna have the car down in Lena, huh?
Yeah, I'm gonna have it there. We all set, man. My crew is ready to go, man. We ready for that weekend, man, to be down there. And hey, like when we get down there, you know, we gonna do a few shakedowns, see what it's feeling like, man. Start having fun, you know.
Okay. I'm still kind of up in the air with it, man. I know I'm going down there to Hattiesburg, but I don't know if I'm going with the car or not. It's kind of up in the air right now.
We still got all summer, though, man. We got, you know, this December, you know. I'm waiting on Santa Claus if he's going to bring this
5'3" bore. I need to go into the bed. If you do that, and I'm gonna try to have it all put together when we show up down there. You know what I'm saying? So I'm waiting on Santa to see what he's gonna bring me. But we got a good 6-7 months, man. Before we, you know, because when it, you know, up here in the north, when we getting down, it starts around May or whatever like that. And then, you know, they're supposed to have the north and the south thing going on here. I heard them say the other night that it's going to be in June here at 131. So I know you'll be over there then.
Oh, it's going to be at 131 this year?
Yeah, the south versus the north supposed to be at 131. I heard them say it the other night, you know. June the 6th, but the Father's Day weekend. It's supposed to go down the north versus the south over there. So I didn't know if a lot of people knew about it.
Yeah.
What you think about 131? What do you think about 131?
That's one of the best tracks around.
Oh, yeah.
So the guys down south, the guys who's coming up from down south, they can't complain, right?
Hell no, they can't complain.
They ain't got nothing to complain about. That's a bad track over there. Hey, if they can stretch out 200 miles an hour, tell them to bring it on up here. We got some place where they can go 200 and stop with no problems.
That track just as good as 66.
Yeah.
Has anybody heard from Tate? How's Tate doing?
I talked to him the other day. He's doing all right.
No, good.
Yeah, he's doing all right.
So hopefully we can band together and kick the South ass this year. Now, they whooped our ass last year, but they didn't too much want to mess with you there last year, Danielle.
No, they all had their little ties on. Stock suspension. That's what they come at their best. That's what they do.
Right.
Well, I was at my best, so. And at that time and at that point, I wasn't changing nothing.
No, you know, I would like to see the South come up here and just run us the way that we run. You know, we accommodated them last time they were here. We ran the eighth of a mile. You know, if they want to run, if you want to run the eighth or the quarter, you know, the eighth or the quarter, run it, you know. But don't get on the internet talking about Daniel ain't shit.
Oh, no. Well, I mean, you know, they got a lot of cars down south that they call back half cars that they're just out my league, I think.
Right.
I know. It ain't no thing. I know they out my league. They classification for back half and ours is a little different.
Yeah. I think we had a discussion with Tony Bynes one night about 4 months ago discussing a back half car compared to a chassis car.
Yeah.
What do you think about half cars, Daniel?
I mean
you've been working for years and you ain't loving. But what do y'all think about what is truly a back half car? I mean, me personally, growing up over the years, watching my father in the race, and you know, it was anything cut behind the back seat.
Right. Right. Basically the chassis from the back seat back.
Right.
Yeah, stock front frame rails. You got whatever cage you want in there.
Right.
But they done made a lot of, like I said, man, this is a new day and time. They done made a lot of changes.
I mean, I'm like a Tricky Ricky. Tricky Ricky got a nice, he's got one of the baddest, you know, Malibu's I've seen run. I mean, you know, I like to see Malibu get his Malibu back out, you know, but that would be a good race for him and Tricky Ricky.
Yeah, that's well with Tricky Ricky. Who you say? Him and
who? I said Tricky Ricky. He's got a nice Malibu. It runs real good. I've seen him handle it.
You said it was going to be a good race with who?
Well, he's in Melbourne. They're good race with Melbourne. Bring his Malibu back out. They tip the same way.
I'll probably let it come back out one, you know, a couple times this year. You know, I got to take the motor out the other car and put it in there. It's sitting there ready to go. I just got to put a motor in it. That's all.
Me and Tricky Ricky, we've been trying to get something together. We've been trying to be in the same place at the same time for a little while now. It just ain't been coming together.
Right. Well, we know you, Logan, and Chicky in here ain't no, you know, fake ass racist. You know, we know you guys will engage.
Yeah,
I just heard guys keep telling you guys to handicap your cars, man. You know, just, you know, handicap your car to run me. You know, take your wheelie bars off. Do this, do that, you know. Run that man at his full potential. I mean, when the North is raising the South, run your baddest car from the North, from the South, and run Donnie. You know, let Donnie get some other people that can run just as he can and say, okay, I got my cap, let's go. You know, let him pick his team.
Yeah, but if you know that ain't going to happen, just you got to do something different.
Yeah.
Well, Donnie, you personally, I don't respect the guy who all approaches to handicap your car. I'm just done with it. I'm seriously. I've watched you race for over 10 years now, you know, and I'm just trying to guide that way and handicap your car. And if it gets you, oh, run for a brother, he ain't shit. No. Run him at his full potential and then get down with it. Don't let that shit off his car. Run him.
Well, really, I don't even. Ain't nobody even ran me with the 29s on. A whole lot of people said that they would. Once I put them on, they gonna run me every day.
Mm-hmm.
But it ain't happened.
Mm-hmm.
I ran Jimbo, you know. And we, you know, he won. This is it. I ran him. He won. But outside of that, it ain't been nobody else that wanted to do nothing.
When you run somebody of caliber like Jimbo and them, though, you know, they're on the top of the list. So it ain't very many people on the other side of the list like that, though. You know what I'm saying? They're so-called the cream of the crop right there. So by them whooping on you or whatever, who's left out there, you know? You ain't got very many people want to run Jimbo.
I mean, I don't see why not.
Well, I mean, you know, like Beers and them knocked him off down there in Georgia. That was a good thing, you know what I'm saying? That kind of calmed him down right there, you know what I'm saying? And then, you know how it go. They for around here in this area, they're the top of the line racers around here. Him and Wayne and all of them, you know what I'm saying? And trust
yeah, but you gotta realize, don't say too, that the guys from the South wouldn't want either one of them. You know, those guys put on a show just for the South.
Yeah.
You got to respect them for that, too.
Well, I respect them. They're racist, you know, and they win races. Look, they beat Donnie, you know what I'm saying? So that ain't something easy to do. My man got a nice running car over there.
Shit.
Yeah.
Well,
they're not scared to race, man. They'll try anybody if it's right.
Yeah, right. And I would have to give it to Wayne. Wayne has put on a good team. I would like to respect Wayne because, you know, Wayne has put on a good team. And he's on the Tony Bond and teaming. But, you know, I also think that, Diane's got a team he's putting together right now, you know.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I think the car
together.
They got
is
runs.
I was into it with Wayne, and like I told him, you know, I'm not scared of you. You know what I'm saying? And we
got
to go down through there. Only thing you can do is beat me. That's it.
Yeah, yeah.
That's all you can do. You can beat me. If I come with my best game, and I know I'm on my best game, and you whoop me down through that, dude, you won the race. That's all it is, too. But I'm getting that other lane with you. I'm going to get in there.
Hey, is Gunner still on the phone? Gunner still there? I guess Gunner must be off. But anyway, Donnie. Jimbo, Wayne, Melvin, you guys stand up racist, man. I mean, honest to God, truth, I like stand up racist.
Yeah, well, you know, we really got to represent the grudge world, you know. So we
but
gotta
one thing I like to see is this is one thing I would love to see, and I'll bet my money with it. But anyway, I would love to see people stop telling Donnie to handicap his car. Just let the man run. God damn, let him run.
Yeah.
Don't step to him if you can't. Don't step to him if you ain't. You know what I'm saying? Quit asking him to handicap his car. And Donnie has no problem with it. I mean, you know, he just told it earlier. He said this earlier. He has no problem with it. You know, but I just want people to run Donnie at his full potential and quit talking shit.
Well, But hopefully here, you know what's going to happen? You know, if we can go, you know, like me, Danye, we all go somewhere and we put on a real good show and they really like it. These promoters and stuff like that that's putting on these shows going, no, if we want to have a real good show, we need to get that group of guys together over there. You know what I'm saying? So we need to, we over here making this money. We got to take part of this money and give it to them boys to show up so they can put us on the show. You know what I'm saying? And we can just go in there and do our thing. You know what I'm saying? That's what's going to happen. Right. Because you got these guys out here with these shows that they're putting on and we're hanging out and we're doing all this stuff. They're making a killing. You know, they're walking away going to the bank with it. So maybe we can get it to that level one day where while we're sitting here talking about how we're going to race our next go round, they on the phone wondering how we're going to pay us to make us show up at the next track, you know? Because we can put on this show for them.
Everybody, you know, got their fans and their fan base, and you know, some people like me, some people like Jimbo, some people like Tony Bynes, you know. Everybody got their own little fan base, so just depend on where you go.
Well, yeah, you're right, brother. I was on the show tonight, and you know, Tony Bynes called everybody in Grudge and Go. Don't get me wrong. But, you know, Tony was on there, and he got talking smooth and slick. But then as soon as the guy got on there and said, I mean, he was there with Chemo. And, you know, Chemo did his thing. You know, but they called Chemo punk, fuck-ass racer. He wouldn't do shit. But I've seen Chemo engage before.
Yeah. I mean, you can't blame the man for not racing in his car, right?
Right.
Yeah, his car ain't right. He know it ain't right. You know, makes us want to be out there.
Yeah, why would he want to get some money away?
Yeah,
I agree with you 100%.
It ain't easy keeping these cars running, that's for sure.
Man, so my car in the shop right now, Chassis won't get done to it. I am nowhere faster than anybody on the phone, but I'm just trying something different.
Kevin, stop it, man. You put yourself in the big boy league, man. You're not in the big boy league, yo. Don't be shit. Oh, man. Kevin, the sneak yourself in there, boy.
Hey.
I'm going to tell you.
Come on over here in the morning, Kevin. I'm going to get you a motor and put you in that league. You don't need nothing but a motor. What size motor you want to put in there?
Shit, I already got one coming.
A big one?
I already got one coming. Danye, I already got one coming. Me and Chuck coming in a bit.
Hey, Kevin.
Kevin, long as it got little chief heads on it, Kevin, you'll be all right, okay? If it ain't
got
little chief heads, I say long as it got little chief heads on it, you'll be all right. But if it don't, stay on the porch, boy. I'm telling you now.
Hey, Kevin, tell me you're full grown.
Hey. I might have some motherfucking SB2 heads in that bitch now.
Go get you some little chiefs. That's what I'm telling you. You want to ride, go get you some little chiefs and put on there.
Hey,
Kevin, who's the first person you want besides me? I don't have a car, so we understand you're going to run over top of me, and you're going to beat me, Kevin. So who else do you want besides me in the grudge game, Kevin? Who you got? Who look good to you?
I was trying to bring up there with that Vega out there on the out there at Tricky Ricky show. And they were
working
out
good.
Maybe right.
$10. That came on $9.99. This is $9.99. No,
that's
this
all
is
that, that's all the cars. $9.99? Damn, Kevin, you fucked up. Shit.
Oh,
you gotta
put your back there with somebody else.
Oh, my bad. Okay.
Kevin, hold on, we're gonna go back to the 70s. You can get the whole tree or whatever you need. Just get on out there, then I'm going to come and chase you down through there. All right? We're going to make it look good. How about that?
I got that one. Let's take it. I'm with you on that one.
We're going to make it so we're going down through there, all right?
Good.
Was that shaking me? Who was that that told Kevin they're going to chase him down?
That was Melvin.
That's Melvin. I'm going to chase him down. They didn't go.
Oh. Okay. Hey, Mel, but let me ask you a question.
Go ahead.
If Kevin decides to get beside you, are you going to chase him like a newly bred husband chases his wife?
Go and tell him, Melvin. It don't matter. Go and tell him.
I'm going to go get him, that's for sure. Whatever he wants, I'm going to give it to him, and I'm going to go get him.
And when you get him, what you going to do to him? What does a newly bred husband do to his brand-new bride?
Hey, Gunnit.
Melvin gonna walk you down the aisle. I understand.
Yeah, he will.
Melvin gonna walk you down the aisle. I understand. It's all good.
I'm gonna jump the broom with him.
Whatever you, when you finish doing the math and that's what you feel like you need, that's what you're getting. And then we going down through there.
Thank you, sir. I love it.
Let me ask you all a question. You guys seen that race between Pass by Gas Crew Chief with Lou Van Ronner 007? Any of y'all seen
that?
No,
we not seen that race.
You didn't see it yet?
No, how was it, man? They said Crew Chief was driving the car.
Go to GunnitPicks. Go to GunnitPicks.com and you will see that race. You know what I mean? I mean, man, Fat, you know, hey, Fast by Gas from out of Florida, hey, man, they was doing a damn thing. You know what I mean? And it looked like, you know, it looked like that, hey, listen, I'm going to keep my opinions to myself, but if you look at when they first left the line, Lil Red Rider Hood came up a little bit while Fast by Gas, he was on the ground, all four tires was on the ground, and he was rolling. You know what I mean? He was rolling. Fast by Gas, he got up out that hole, man. He got up out of there.
So
I don't know why they didn't put the belt up. I do understand that 007 is the heavyweight champion. He's still the grudging champion for the small block Nitrous S10. Crew Chief and Fast by Gas, they had a chance to take the belt, but the word was that they didn't want to put up the extra cash to run for the belt. So with that being said, man, they just got, you know, they got the money minus the. But, hey, man, Crew Chief was real rugged. You can log into GunnitPicks.com. There'll be videos up there. There's also videos on www.grudgeinc.us. I put 7 new videos just this morning.
Hey, Trigger, I've seen some of them. Why were they on there talking about it was staged now? Who's saying that? I seen that somewhere. I can't remember where I seen it at.
I don't think
it was
the
race stage.
I didn't see that at all on I didn't see that at all. I don't know where that could have been at, but I don't think 007 is Gucci. They don't get down like that. I personally stop talking about Gucci. I didn't think it was,
but I think I read that somewhere. No, you can't believe half the shit you read any damn way.
Right.
Nah, man, I'm telling you. And that's what the drug stuff really is. You better not believe half the shit you see. Kevin, is that you with that background noise making love to your phone again?
Nah, that's probably.
That
ain't me, Gunn. Gunn, I'm in the house.
I'm sorry. All right, well, look here, ladies and gentlemen. I think we had a good show tonight. I don't like long, drawn-out shows when we run out of topic material. Don, yeah, I hope to see more of you in 2013.
Melvin?
Hey. Okay, Melvin, Larry, Kevin, Shake and Bake. Can you hear
yeah.
me?
Yeah.
All right, Shake and Bake, did you have a chance to participate in the conversation tonight?
No, I'll be down there on the Fat Tuesday to check out everybody, see what's going on.
Hey, I was for the great Shake and Bake is my crew chief, man. Don't none of y'all know that, but Shake and Bake, this is Melvin. This Shake and Bake is my crew chief. So whenever we show up at the track, Shake and Bake, we're going to be together. That's my crew chief. You make sure everything is right for me before I pilot it down through there. Go ahead, Shake.
Hey, you know what? Before we get off,
text me your cell phone number if you can.
All right, well, this is going to pick Tricky Ricky. He didn't come on tonight, but I'll get you Tricky Ricky's number over to you.
Okay.
Hey, I get a Shake. Hey, Shake.
Hey, you know what? Hey, Shake, listen, I'm going to make sure I give you the number myself personally. The last time I asked Kevin to give me somebody's number, it never happened. So, you know, I'll make sure you get it from me myself personally.
Hey,
so, with that being said, man, I lost my train of thought real quick.
But yeah, I tell you what, we have a show next Thursday, and we do have a show next Thursday. I don't know how the Central North and the Southeast has came on and took over Tricky Ricky's show, but we're going to go back up. I'm going to take a personal trip up to the Northeast.
Hey, Gunnit, before you go, who had that one card?
Hey, so anyway, ladies and gentlemen, Kevin, I'm going to open your mic back up in just a second. I want all the people in the Northeast to know that I'll be making a trip up there right after the new year. I hope that you guys will welcome me into your area and talk to me on camera and allow me into your garages so we can show the world that the Northeast will be coming in 2013. And we're going to crank this show back up and get going. Kevin, your mic is open. I'm sorry I had to do that to you. But I'm not really.
Gunner. Who was that guy who was on the show last week was running his mouth? Could you let Diane hear what he had to say?
I can't do it right now. I'd have to get that video and chop it and find it and, you know, get the audio and chop it. If you could let me know who it was, I'd be more than happy to try to take a look for it, Kevin.
Wasn't the guy in Big Country or something? The guy in the Blue Mansion or something?
I tell you what, Kevin, we're gonna stay away from stuff like that. So please, let's not do that, Kevin. Please.
No, you'll play for me.
I tell you what, Kevin, you have the opportunity. I give you the passwords where you can go in, and I give you Big Country's number because, you know, Big Country went down on your ass last week.
No, Big Country didn't hit on my ass.
And the racing community came and saved you. And if you want to stick back in that Hornets, and that's you're welcome to do so. With that being said, ladies and gentlemen, let's pay some bills real quick. And I just want everybody to know that Gunner Picks and the Grudging Show is all about racing and having fun. If you have a problem with somebody, an issue with somebody, or if you got a little bit of thin skin, I promise you I won't be the one to ride your back. But I ultimately, at the end of the day, I want to get out to these races, laugh, fellowship, and have a good time. So as my head turns a little bit grayer, I can look back and say, man, I remember seeing Donnie at the track. We had a good time. I remember seeing Larry and Leroy. We had a good time. I remember seeing Kevin with his punk ass, Andy.
I'm gonna give you the eighth of mile, motherfucker, with your truck.
Hey, Kevin, you bad, bro. You got me, Kevin. You got me dead in the water. You know what I'm saying, Kevin? You got me.
You got the eighth of mile, motherfucker. We go. I'm gonna leave it. The line. You do with the eighth of mile.
Hey, Kevin, let me tell you something, bro. I promise you, if I ever go back and punch a 9-to-5, right, I will build a car. And I'll build a car specifically for you, and then I'll turn around and sell it after I whoop you. So there won't be any future race back, none of that shit. I will build a car.
No. Hey, God, he's one of the suck-ass motherfuckers. I ain't worried about him.
Hold on, Kevin. Why are you messing with me? Like I said, I'm a fan. I'm a spectator. As I gain knowledge in this racing thing, I like to comment on what I think I know. And if somebody
you can drive though, right?
Man,
are you
a driver?
I'm gonna drive a shopping cart.
Yeah, I'll drive a shopping cart. I'm gonna tell you the guy knows the truth. I was in a 750 car. You know, a 750 car. And, man, when the Joker hit the nitrous, I figured out then that you got to be a certain type of man to drive them grudge cars. You know what I'm saying? You just don't, before I got into racing, I used to just think that, you know, driving a car racing, you know, is like what you do with a regular car. You know, you get in, stick your key in it. You know what I mean? And start it up and mash the gas as hard as you can. But when I found out there's a science to this shit and what nitrous and spooled up the turbos really do, I had a change of heart, bro.
But for Kevin,
I'm gonna put my big boy pants on. I'm gonna put some. I'm gonna stitch up my bitches, and I'm gonna try to go to his ass. It should be good.
Hey, guy, I love you too, man. I'm gonna fuck you up. You got that?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir, Larry.
Can I give my final comment? Dunya and all y'all that's on here, man. I had a real nice time. I enjoyed the conversation, and I hope that we get it together again to be able to fellowship with each other. And until that time, man, God bless y'all, and see y'all on the next show.
All
All right.
Merry Christmas to you, man.
Man,
Merry Christmas
to all y'all, man. Thanks for giving the show, man, y'all. Y'all really open up the insights on what people need to know.
All right, hey, Gunny,
good job. Mickey Thompson, Performance Tires, carries all the specialty tires you need for street, strip, track, and off-road cars. They pride themselves on providing you with the best performance tires in the world. Mickey Thompson Performance Tires are available at a number of retail locations, such as Performance Plus, Jags, and McCormick Racing. For more information, log on to www.mickeythompsontires.com. Once again, www.mickeythompsontires.com. Grudge Inc. is taking it to another level. Coming in 2013, all of your auto performance needs can be found in one location. Grudge Inc. will be launching an online auto parts store specifically to your auto performance needs, being available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
Grudge Inc.
wants to be your number one online shop site. 2013.
We'll wait till it's not out.
More details to follow soon.
You going down to Lima?
Now logged into Grudge Inc.
I don't know yet, man. I don't know yet.
Coast to coast.
Yeah. Okay. Sure, we'll look forward to seeing you down there, man.
Hey, man. Goddamn Leroy doing, man? He's been quiet, man.
Yeah, we've been kind of quiet. We had quite a few things that we had to kind of do. We with this 8th of mile thing now, so, you know, we ready.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
that's it for me next year, all 8th mile stuff.
Jay Squad going to run all over top of you and Leroy. Jay Squad going to tear Leroy guys up.
Man, Squad ain't going to do nothing, man.
He probably will if we take all 4 tires off, Gunny.
I'll tell you what, Larry, did you get a chance to see Baldy? Baldy wasn't looking too good this year, man, at all.
No, I didn't get
you
a chance to see him.
I seen Baldy in Macon, man, and he looked okay.
In Macon, he was looking good, but in down in Bradenton, I'm telling you, he didn't look good. You know, Baldy lost every qualifying round and every grudge he had. I don't even think Baldy actually had a grudge race down there. You know what I mean? But
God,
you know who looked good to me? Ball Factor looked good.
Boy. Oh yeah,
he looked good.
Have
you seen him down there?
No, I've seen the video, but you know, you can't look at shit on the video and see nothing.
That man got a terrible small block, man.
You know what?
I know he do.
Daniel, you said something real. It ain't nothing like going to a track. You got to hear that car chop. You got to see how that car leave line. You just can't get the full appreciation of a car by watching a video.
That's right.
To the car, but, man, you can never get the feel for this shit. That's right.
Man, you got to be there.
To be there. You can buy all the videos in the world.
What they say, you gotta be in it to win it, baby. You got to be there, man.
You do. Lord knows you do. I'm telling you, big ball.
Now, let me ask you this, Gunny. Let me ask you this. See, I read a lot of shit and be seeing it all over the net that he want to run anybody on 28 small block. Now, I know he'll run the white boys. They got a big iron, but you say anybody on 28. Now, will he step outside the box and run guys on 29 with big block?
You talking about the white boys?
No, big ball. Or do you want them to give him a spot?
And big ball factor feel real sick. I'm telling you, the big ball factor do some shit. That's what I feel anyway. I don't think big ball factor care if you got 29.
Okay.
But that's my
first.
That's my personal thing. I'll tell you what, Donye.
Him and Tony going back and forth and this and that. And you know what? It was a little topic a little while ago about small blocks and big blocks. Just because a guy got a small block don't mean they warranted a spot. You can have a small block and just say the Mustang, it weighs 2,200 pounds. You can have a big block and a 3,000-pound car, that's equal. That's
shit, half the time small block gonna win.
Yeah, you're right. But you know what, Donnie, that falls back to the grudge racer, the confidence of the grudge racer too. Whether somebody wants to actually race or somebody wants to be handed a win. Yeah, you know what I mean? That's the bird in the hand, the bird in the bush. Damn if you do, damn if you don't. That's
yeah,
so,
yeah.
You know, I mean, you know, like I said, like you just said, 9 times out of 10, that 2,200-pound Mustang with that small block in it is going to win. It takes less power. It takes less power to push that light ass car.
That's right. That's what I'm saying. You know.
But I'll tell you what, Dodger. Next week, next Thursday, I'm going to see if we can get Big Ball Factor on the line. And not only Big Ball Factor, but Tony Wright. We'll see if we can get Big Ball Factor, Tony Wright, the White Boys, and Mr. Policy, all on the show, all on this show for next week. I'm going to work on that through this week right here. And see what we can come up with. Let's see. Next Thursday. That's the 27th. That's after Christmas. Everybody should be ready to get back to racing. So why should the kids be happy? You should be ready to start talking racing today.
That's a good topic there. All small blocks warranted a spot.
Okay, I'll tell you what, Donnie. Next week, please call up to the show because I'd like for you to come on and give us your insight. As a matter of fact, your mic could be open next week as it was tonight. And what's that topic again? One more time, we still got callers on the line. Still listening. What's the topic again?
All small blocks warranted a spot from big blocks.
Okay, do all small blocks want a spot from a big block?
Yeah. Are you supposed to give them a spot from a big block? Because you got a big block.
Okay, as a matter of fact, I'm getting ready to go on questions right now and announce my show topic. Well, our show topic for next week, Donnie, and let's get it in. Let's get it in. I'm typing that in right now as we go. So I'll tell you what, ladies and gentlemen, the show has ended about 10 minutes ago, but we kept it going. So God bless all, and have a good night. The show is over.
All right. Take care, Daddy Al.
All right.